little bit of good news this morning. A mega fire on Sydney's outskirts has been contained, but other communities remain on edge despite the easing conditions. Gavin Coote reports.
It's a declaration thousands of residents northwest of Sydney have been eagerly awaiting. The massive Gospers Mountain fire is now contained.
Oh, I think our whole community is ever so grateful for the work put in by all the volunteers and the fireys. I think it's such good news.
Marie Statham is a councillor at the city of Lithgow on the western edge of the Blue Mountains, which has been under constant threat from the Gospers Mountain blaze. The mega fire began with a lightning strike in late October, and it's since razed more than 500,000 hectares of land. Late yesterday, the Rural Fire Service confirmed it had contained the fire, which Marie Statham hopes will lift a sense of dread hanging over the region.
It's overwhelming, it's humbling, and I think, you know, those fireys I've spoken to over the last couple of days, they're all so overwhelmed with the hospitality and the generosity of our local government area.
And how are they feeling? I guess fatigue would probably be an understatement.
Yes, I met some of them yesterday. It was just an amazing time to see that strain on their faces gone. And they've had about 25 mils of rain over a period of the last three showers over a few days.
So far this bushfire season, more than 2,000 homes across Australia have been destroyed, with more than half of those being lost in fires since the beginning of January. Conditions both in New South Wales and Victoria have eased over the weekend, and crews are focusing on backburns and strengthening containment lines. Brendan Betts is a firefighter in Victoria's northeast.
We're all as keen to do whatever we can to help people, and there is some good weather coming up, so hopefully we can get in front of it a little bit.
Local crews have also been aided by a group of about 50 specialist firefighters from the United States.
And they're used to getting dropped out of a helicopter in the States, so to come over here and see so much machinery and that working by their sides, they think it's pretty impressive.
The gruelling task of reopening roads is also continuing. Brett Robin is among hundreds of Victorians who've lost their homes in the bushfires and is now in the midst of removing trees from roads in the fire-ravaged Gippsland region.
The hard part at the moment is there's so much machinery moving around trying to open the roads. It's a long, sort of slow process to be able to 4,000 or 5,000 kilometres of roads open, and we're all sort of just trying our best at the moment.
There'll be favourable conditions in southeastern Australia early this week, but the forecast hot weather in South Australia has led to renewed concerns about Kangaroo Island, where it's feared 30,000 koalas have been killed and dozens of homes destroyed.
Kevin Coote reporting.